Brooklands Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 30th of June. A look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Joanna Kamnu to discuss this week's local news stories. And first look at the headlines this week. College ends A-level classes in Guildford. An inspector opens a public hearing into part one of a local plan. And a cat killer loses appeal against a tough stretch. All these stories and more now as I'm joined by Joanna this afternoon. Hello, Joanna.
Hi, Graham. How are you?
All right. Thank you very much. Your first time on the News Review, so very welcome along.
Thank you very much.
All right. Shall we start with this first story then? It's about the college ending A-level classes in Guildford.
Yeah, so this is quite a big news for the area because, so Guildford College are moving their A-level classes starting from September to Farnham Sixth Form College, and the students were only notified of this on Friday. So as you can imagine, it's quite a big deal because the students are ending this year and all of a sudden their plans for where they're studying are being changed.
Yeah, terribly disruptive for them, isn't it?
Definitely. So one of the students has started a petition. So Chris Katsarakis, who's 23, has set up a petition because it's really going to affect, I mean, he himself is a mature student, he doesn't drive, and he will have to be travelling to Farnham. So the reaction from the school is that they've said that they will meet the additional cost of transport from Guildford to Farnham, but that's only for current students who are continuing into their second year. So it does raise questions of what will happen to students who are thinking of studying at Guildford College and onwards.
Yes, I mean, is this meant to be a cost-saving exercise, is it, or something?
I think the main exercise is, what they have said, is that Farnham Sixth Form College is looking to expand its own services, and it would be more helpful to have students on that campus as such.
Right, so they're trying to get a bigger number of students there, really. That's what it's about.
That seems to be the way forward.
There was a bit of a shock for those students who thought they were well settled on their way with their course. It's a difficult time studying anyway, at the best
it
of times.
It is quite, a shock, isn't it? Especially, you know, when you'll be studying towards your A-levels, which we all know is quite a stressful time, isn't it?
So. You're telling me, yeah. There we go, well. Okay, right, now I see an inspector opens a public hearing into part one of a local plan.
Yeah, so this is another story that is quite big in the Waverley area as well, because there have been several planning applications that have been quite controversial that have gone through this area. So the local plan is considering not just planning and housing for the future of Waverley, but also specific areas such as the Green Belt and also the controversial application for the Dunsfold Aerodrome. They will be discussing that next week. So the hearings, the public hearing started this week, and the story that came out of it from now is that around 629 homes could be built each year in Waverley, which is a huge number for this area. I mean, there are several villages, you know, Farnham, Cranley, who will be taking on some of those homes. So, and 50% of, if this figure is realised, 50% of these homes are from the unmet needs of Woking. So it is taking on a lot of new properties.
Indeed, yes, and nobody really likes anything new built next door to them either, do they?
No.
And of course, the whole issue over the Green Belt as well.
Yes, and I think it's a serious issue for people of that area. I mean, I cover Cranley as an area, and there are real concerns over the village not being sustained as a village and the infrastructure and whether it can deal with all of these homes, which will need to be built if this is agreed, because this is all provisional. But Cranley is one of those areas that supposedly is not as limited by the Green Belt. So Woking supposedly is, which is why Waverley are taking on this number. So
yes, it, yes.
It's a difficult...
And I know Woking town centre itself has seen a tremendous growth in a lot of flats and apartments going up there, but I believe they've been taking the growth there, but they're just about at the limit of how much more they can put into the town.
Yes,
so
and I think
having to look elsewhere.
Yes, definitely, and I think Waverley is one of the places they are looking to take on those homes.
Okay, so I'm sure you'll be tracking this controversy on and see how it develops.
Definitely.
Yeah. Now, Catkiller loses an appeal against a tough stretch.
Yeah, so this is quite a grim story because there were several cat shootings in the area of around Godalming and Cranley, Woking and Guildford areas. And so the Catkiller took his case on appeal to court, which was the London Superior Court. So this case was heard on Friday. And he was originally sentenced in February for 2 years, and he has lost this appeal. So it's Frankie J. Mills, who is now 20. And his reasoning was that he was the driver in the car, and he didn't actually shoot any of these cats during this 12-week period. But he has lost his appeal and will be sentenced.
He was obviously instrumental in it happening.
Definitely. And it was quite... the cats that were actually killed, I mean, it was families that were, it was nearby their homes, and there was also, children were quite upset, so it was, we had reports of people not being able to go to school, so it's, it was quite an upsetting story.
Indeed, I know everybody was very concerned about it for quite some time until these people got caught.
Yeah, so, and the judge has said that he does not think that 2 years can be considered as excessive.
No.
So, the appeal has been dismissed.
Good. Okay, right. Now, controversy, we were talking a bit about this last week, but a bit of a stink going on over bin collections.
Yeah, so yeah, we were, I heard that you were discussing it with Tom last week as well. So it's an ongoing issue in Elmbridge that there has been a new contractor who has taken over, which is Amy, and they are in their first month. They started in June, at the beginning of June, and residents are just extremely unhappy with the missed collections. And to add to this, there's more stories that have come up this week about, so one resident, Sue Chambers, is terminally ill with leukemia and sepsis, which can be contracted via viral infections or bacterial infections, is a real issue, and this is something that would affect her. I mean, there's quite a few stories related to this.
You would have thought by now they would have got a grip on this and sorted out the problems.
And you would think so, because at the moment there's been an apology and there have supposedly been significant changes, but these were only introduced about 3 weeks ago. So potentially it is a settling in period, and hopefully, because they have just signed a contract, so.
Absolutely. And of course, this hot weather, if you've got food going off and stuff like that, is pretty unpleasant, and also, you say, a health risk.
Definitely. For the residents, I mean, I couldn't imagine what they would be going through, when, especially someone like that resident who it actually does pose a health risk.
Yeah. Right now, we've got this petition going on to switch on streetlights, because we've had one borough, Spelthorne, paying for the lights to stay on overnight, haven't we?
And this, yes, and that's going to be the case for this borough also. So Byfleet residents have signed the petition to get their lights switched back on. And this was heard at a Woking Joint Committee on Wednesday. So the lights were switched off, as I'm sure you've already heard, in October last year. And the residents are extremely unhappy because between 12 midnight and 5 a.m. the lights are switched off. And in May, the burglaries increased by 60%, car crime by 120%. So you can't make a solid link, but it does seem that, it is really affecting people in this area.
I found it a little bit surprising, really, because the Surrey County Council went to the trouble of replacing all the street lights with more energy efficient lights, and They are believed dimmed about 1 o'clock in the morning to a lower level, so to save money. But now they've had to go to actually switching them off. And I think Spelthorne putting them back on again is only costing them about £120,000 a year. So it's not huge money in the scheme of things. But as you say, it makes people feel more secure. And obviously there's the whole question of crime.
Definitely. And I think that Woking Borough Council are going to look into making the investment now that they've spoken about it and it's been on the agenda. So hopefully people will.
So maybe gradually all the borough councils might be doing this then?
It looks like it could be the case, I think, especially if more people bring it to light.
Right, now shall we end? We're ending on a happy note here. The Cranley Show is returning this weekend.
Yes, it does recur. Yes, it is a big event. I've been driving around the area and there are signs quite prominently around Cranley and also Godalming nearby. So it will be taking place on Sunday. And you have everything from farm animals to shire horses and chickens. And there's definitely a lot of prizes on offer if anyone likes those sorts of things. I know there's a golf membership, family membership, which could be one. And you can buy tickets in advance and visit their website online. So it's a nice event for the summer, and hopefully the weather holds out because there has been warnings of some rain.
Oh, don't say that! Don't say that.
But hopefully the weather does hold out.
Oh yeah, well, somebody got absolutely drenched on Wednesday when I was in Liverpool and Manchester. I don't
need
more rain.
To predict, isn't it?
It is.
I know.
Okay. All right, Joanna. Well, thank you so much for taking us through the week's news this week, and we do look forward to having you back again on the News Review soon.
Great, thank you. Thanks, Graham.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Joanna Kamenu. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser. And do keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.